The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards Network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, at GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course, at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
This is Pro Wrestling Syndicate's Dave Destruction. You are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in Studio A, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Who is that?
I'm Billy. I'm the new guy.
Oh, Billy, welcome to the Shining Wizards.
Hi, it's good to be here, everybody.
Well, the auditions for Matt's spot continue. Or is it Eddie's spot? Who are you auditioning for?
I gotta take both the spots.
Oh, Billy sounds very good. He could probably handle both loads.
He sounds like the kind of guy.
on my face.
There you go.
Well, you came to the right place, Billy.
I came all right.
Ha!
Tony.
Kevin.
Billy.
Billy. Hi, Billy.
Billy's here. No, that's not Billy.
So, wow, that's loud. Back in the studio, Shining Wizards.
Eddie is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's back.
Eddie's back.
He returned.
From hiatus.
Well, Wednesdays are good for me. I will be here every Wednesday.
Look at that.
Oh, look. Already there's like buzzing noises and awful.
That's the power cord interfering with my microphone. That's better.
So what's good, boys?
Nothing on television, I'll tell you that much.
Ooh. Well, PWS
Except
is on
for,
television.
Well, at 4:30. I hope you people didn't oversleep and miss it on Sunday. For those of you who actually wake up and are not part of the Diver movement.
That's you, JP.
Yay, where's my dog?
I beat my dog and watch the PWS.
Listen, you all know that I love JP. We all love JP, I think.
I love JP.
Wow, this is what we're kicking the show off with?
Yes.
Of course.
I didn't need a moment-by-moment like timeline of JP's history through Philadelphia this past weekend.
Oh, then don't go on Facebook.
Wow.
Listen,
House of Cards.
Yes.
They
put
shit.
On a great show this weekend.
That's what I heard.
And JP was there.
That's what I heard.
And he took a picture of the most god-awful cheesesteak I've ever seen in my life.
Pat's or Geno's?
No, it was from some place in Maple Shade, New Jersey.
What the fuck's he getting a...
I'm going to go to Philly and get a cheesesteak from New Jersey.
Stop it! Stop it!
Why? Why would he go to Philly and take a picture of a cheesesteak in New Jersey?
I don't know. You know how the Facebook tags where you take your pictures? Like, where was this taken?
Why would he JP.
JP, shame on you. Stop it.
You're doing it wrong, JP.
Yes.
All wrong.
It's all wrong.
Especially you and cheese steaks.
Yes. Steak fail.
Who was he with? Was the Hummer, the cheesesteak?
No.
Did any of you guys happen to listen to the Kevin Matthews interview on JP's podcast?
I listened to the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
One of the greatest things I've ever heard in the history of podcasting.
God, it was amazing.
JP, you got the KM on the show. Step your game up, kid.
I know. Holy shit. Kevin Matthews.
KM, at least, he brought it, at least.
He was telling good stories, yeah. But you couldn't hear them because there's just bags being dropped on the floor.
It sounded like there was like an
crinkling
of like aluminum foil.
Doors closing, people talking in the background.
Dogs barking.
Hey! Hey! Just come on. You have Kevin Matthews telling some good stories.
And he's been all over the place now lately, too, in regards to that whole...
the end of democracy?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Let me talk about that for a minute.
And you had a nice little post on the social web
right.
About it as well.
Before you get into your opinion, let's enlighten the people in case they've been living under a rock and what exactly we're talking about. Bill DeMott, who was the head trainer, I guess, of NXT or... Yeah,
developmental.
And he's been the head trainer. Who did what organization? He wasn't Ohio Valley. He was Deep South, wasn't he?
Deep South
or Florida?
Okay. And ever since we've known, or as long as we've been talking to Kevin Matthews, he's been breaking the story that Bill DeMott is not on the up and up when it comes to training these guys. And we're not talking about yelling and screaming to get guys motivated. We're talking like what do they call it? The jelly donut.
Some weird naked stuff.
They were basically doing sting faces minus gear plus jelly donuts to get out of practice, amongst other things.
Well, that was voluntary. It was a little, it is what it is. But there were also things like one of the guys had a concussion or he had a head injury. He didn't know the extent of the head injury. He comes back from the doctor. Bill DeMott walks by and smashes him in the head, knowing that he's hurt. Same thing with
which goes beyond any form of hazing or that's somebody's health.
Of course.
It's just being an idiot.
Right.
That's just being an idiot. Or if someone's hurt and before a medic sees them, get in the ring, bump, do this move. I don't know. I think I might have pulled something. I might be hurt. No, I don't care. Really bad training practices. Not like what the Heart Dungeon would do or the young boys in a dojo in Japan would do. Just straight up bad training. Just bad.
Right.
And a lot of people have complained. They've sent letters to the WWE's, I guess, what department would they send them to?
Human Resources,
Resources
HR
Department.
Or PR? Yeah, HR.
And they just get, shredded, not read. No one cares. No one bats an eye. And the reason that no one on the roster speaks up is because you'll get fired.
Yep.
So finally they did something about it. Basically, I'm sure they told DeMott, listen, if we fire you, that's an admission of guilt.
Right.
So you might as well just voluntarily resign.
That's what happens a lot in sports and stuff, which to me is beyond me, especially in a publicly traded company like WWE. Any other job, that person would have either got fired or would have forced to resign, like basically what they just did.
Yeah.
But 5 years or how many years after the fact where it initially started coming out that he was a jerk.
Right.
So it boggles my mind that in 2015, publicly traded company, billion-dollar company, and it takes like a Bill Cosby effect, a ripple effect to get this finally done. And
what qualifies Bill DeMott? Anyway, they have their pick of the litter when it comes to people that can train their future. Bill DeMott? Hell is he?
When you think back about it and you look at it back, that does seem like an odd choice to run your developmental, like your entire farm system. He's the one that you're putting in charge. It, like, you don't think about it then, but like when you look back at it, I'm just like, Bill DeMott?
What did he do?
Like Tommy Dreamer was there, I think, before him. And then you have guys like Terry Taylor. You have Tom Pritchard was there.
You have William Regal.
William Regal, who's probably heads and shoulders above anyone else in the world. He's adjusting my
Jesus. This is terrible. This is terrible.
This is that's bad. All right. Awesome. I just thought I usually come across loud, so I thought that would
I'd rather you be loud because then I could take you down. If you're quiet, it's hard for me to turn
like
you
up. Like Bill DeMott?
That's
take
perfect.
Like Bill DeMott?
You there sound you like a million bucks, Kev.
Thanks, man.
So, yeah, that happened. He resigned, whatever. He's out of that position. Then Jim Ross.
Well, he really didn't resign. Let's put it that way.
He was forced out.
Yeah,
obviously.
Definitely forced out.
Quote, unquote, resigned. But then Jim Ross, you guys all read what he wrote, right?
Right.
Yep. Jim Ross is an idiot.
He is an idiot.
And then he's like, well, let me clarify what I said. First of all, Jim Ross was like, well, there's going to be hazing, and the kids today are too soft.
No,
and
it's there's a difference. He should know that.
But the funny thing is, he was pretty clear. He came across very clear in saying that. And then all of a sudden, he realized maybe it wasn't such a good thing that he said it. And he's like, well, let me clarify my position. And completely did a 180.
Of course, because he realized, oh, my God, I sound like an idiot. Because you had guys like Kenny Omega, who was there, that dealt with people like Bill, that dealt with Bill DeMott.
And Kenny up
everything.
And left.
He said, forget it. I'm going to leave. And he picked a real easy route by going to Japan.
Yeah, training
you know, come
in
on.
Japan.
Come on. You have guys like Kevin Matthews who went through hell with Bill DeMott. And look what Kevin Matthews is doing now.
And what did Chris Jericho say? Chris Jericho also defended the WWE, didn't he?
Yeah. He sounded kind of prickish in his defense.
But
too.
EC3 actually came out and said, I'll have the Hart family stretch me any day of the week. Yeah. I will not deal with Bill DeMott.
There's a difference.
Yeah,
there
is of course.
You could difference. Be tough and you could be like a dick trainer, whatever, without actually like breaking the law or like... Which, whatever,
putting
he did or
someone's
he didn't.
Health at risk.
Yeah, you could be a That's... jerk. You could be a like a head coach that is a complete jerk and makes you go through hell, do sprints, do all this and that, crunches, all that great stuff without crossing the line. And putting...
Did you say crossing the line? This is Chris Payne.
Don't cross the line.
You'll get hoit.
This is Tessa.
You'll get hooded.
She crossed the line.
All right.
Eddie Kingston belted her in the jaw. She crossed the line.
Broke Latifah's.
He crossed the line, too.
Chris Payne will lock you guys up.
When he put me through the table, that crossed the line.
No, she put me through it.
I stand corrected.
He put me through it.
The man is on our wall of fame, guys.
Yes, he crossed the line.
I paid to be there. Chris Payne.
The Wizards.
The Wizards.
Right, to so, the Wizards.
Look at him right. His pseudo Morrison pose.
It's having him right next to Morrison's unfair. Look at
that. He's between Morrison and Rob Van Dam.
Hey, listen, he made the wall.
The Wizards.
The Wizards.
I love Chris Payne.
He is the man.
He's awesome.
All right, what?
Yeah, we digress.
What?
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Jim Ross being completely out of touch and talking out of his ass. I was embarrassed for him reading that, thinking, oh, my God, people are going to read this. It makes him look like such an idiot. It really did. That's the first time Jim Ross to me sounded like a fucking idiot.
I was going to say very surprising.
I think he's just getting old. He may be starting to get out of touch like Vince.
But is there that definite old school mentality that does exist? But or was Bill DeMott's methods not even old school? They were just his own warped minded methods.
I think it's the dude's a bully. He's warped. He's fucked in the head. He doesn't have it together.
Yeah, there's a difference between pushing people to get them motivated.
I can appreciate the old school stuff, but this wasn't it.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah. So that happened.
So Bill DeMott is out of a job, and the new trainer is Sweet Tea.
Yeah,
Mr.
Buddy.
Lord Tensai.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Matt Bloom, whatever
Interim.
His name is.
Interim.
Interim?
John Cena's former tag team partner?
They can't even just decide?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be like a tandem effort with him and Regal and Taylor.
Right.
But, I mean, Tensai had much more success in Japan than he did in WWE, so he obviously knows his way.
Of course.
So, like, I would, and he seems like a nice guy.
Right.
So I would put more faith in him over Bill DeMott any day of the week.
Any day of the week. But it's just a shame that a guy like Bill DeMott possibly cost Kevin Matthews a WWE career.
And now it's – you know what? That's a great point, Eddie, that he turned so many people off that could have been something to wrestling.
Yeah.
And now that he's fired, it's like, all right, well, what happens – I mean, obviously nothing is going to happen, but it just makes you wonder what careers could have been if he didn't – shit on them and completely say and just completely mess up his job. He caused people decent careers. Kevin Matthews could have had a completely different experience. Uh-huh. Kenny Omega could have been one of the biggest stars in the world. Kevin Matthews too.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler's brother, who had a great look, could have been something. And now, basically, those careers they're not over. Let's not be stupid. Kenny Omega's doing great. Matthews is doing great. Some of these guys are EC3 is doing well, but who knows how much money Bill DeMott cost these guys.
Right. It's true.
And that's a shame. That's something that I didn't even think about until you just said it right now.
It's sad.
It's very unfortunate that these guys could have been, again, and I'm sure none of them regret their decisions but imagine if they had just had a different experience in developmental, they could have been the headliners of WrestleMania.
They could have had a shot.
They could have had a shot. And Bill DeMott cost these guys a shot. And the fact that so many years later, it's coming out. It's just a sad, unfortunate situation.
Yeah, there's a lot about WWE that I just don't like.
I'm not going to pretend to know that what's going on in the inner workings. I don't. I have no clue. But if this is a template, or if this is just an example of how they operate, it's scary.
Yeah, and that is how they operate. You have that. Truly believe there's an issue with Kevin Dunn, Triple H, with NXT in the middle. I believe Dunn is in Vince's ear about NXT. I don't think any of the guys that will be brought up from NXT have a chance until Vince is dead and Kevin Dunn is fired. I really don't think about it. Who have they brought up from NXT? NXT, I'm talking, not FCW.
Right.
Like
NXT.
NXT. Who have they brought up?
When was the last time you've seen the Ascension on Raw or SmackDown? Maybe Superstars, maybe Main Event.
And it's not like the WWE has just so many tag teams that they can just, you know, waste guys.
Right.
They have the Ascension has a look, or they had a look before WWE turned them into what they became.
I still didn't hate. It was just that they buried them.
The moment they
showed up, they're getting buried by JBL and
they shouldn't talk. I mean, these guys aren't big. One of them's big.
Yeah,
but
they're not.
They
shouldn't come across like we're the freaking Road Warriors. And I hate bringing that comparison back because they're not the Road Warriors. But don't present them like they are when the one dude is like
he looks like Christopher Daniels size.
Yeah. You basically,
know? Yeah.
He looks like Christopher Daniels, basically.
It's just pathetic. The whole tag team scene's a mess. Everything's a mess.
It has so much potential because I'll tell you something right now. How they make an effort, or they make an appearance like they're making an effort with tag teams, is just as funny as how they book it. Oh, let's bring back Darren Young, put him in the background and some backstage vignettes, all of a sudden have Titus O'Neil come back, save him, and all right, the primetime players are back. All right, that gives you false hope that
they're going to do something
with the tag team division.
Yeah.
But nope. They're just feuding they're wrestling the Ascension on Main Event. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, which I hated the pairing just because it's two guys that should be well off on their own. Let's just throw them together. They have no common goals, no unique look that puts them together. Like, there's nothing there.
Nothing.
But you're doing something with them. You put the belts on them. But now it's like, all right, who are they going to fight? The Usos?
100 times.
Yeah.
Or they can lose to the New Day.
God, I forgot about that.
You know why they're doing that, right?
They're black.
To book that stupid tag team turmoil match at Mania.
Didn't they just do this on SmackDown? Didn't they just do a tag team gauntlet match on SmackDown?
Well, it's going to be like
with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns teaming.
Well, that's not going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be New Day versus Kidd and Cesaro versus Usos versus who are the other
primetime players?
No, Primo and Epico.
Oh, the Matadors?
Yeah, they beat the Usos
on SmackDown.
Didn't that happen
on
Raw?
Did it happen on Raw?
It happened on Raw.
After months of the Usos beating everybody consistently.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's
weird because they booked the tag team division fairly well over the past couple of years, I would say.
I agree.
And then they turn around and they do something like this where they just, like, they lose to the mat. Was Torito still with them, by the way?
Torito? I don't know, but it's just it's just a reason. It's lazy booking to get people on Mania.
It's like someone wakes up and remembers that there's tag teams.
This is
and then the next day, like, the person doesn't wake up, and he's still sleeping, and no one remembers. It's like someone's responsible just for the tag teams, and that guy oversleeps, and it doesn't get done.
I don't want to jump ahead, because this could be a whole big topic, but it just, like, there's been no honest-to-God thought put into this WrestleMania.
None.
Tag team turmoil, ladder match for the Intercontinental Belt, Andre the Giant Battle Royal. That's three schmozzy kind of matches.
Well, let's not... The ladder match thing has been at WrestleMania before. It has.
Yeah, but it seems like it's shoehorned, you know?
It's shoehorned because...
We can't put a briefcase up there because we have a pay-per-view named after, and Seth Rollins already has a briefcase, so let's put a belt that means nothing up there. Hasn't Barrett lost, like, five times in a row?
Oh, my God. How do you put that belt on the line at Mania and devalue it so badly before the show?
Like, everybody's stealing it.
It's the hardcore title. It's
and
a 24-7.
He loses every match.
It's literally just a prop. I understand belts are props. They don't mean anything
but
in the real world.
But they're
supposed to have a value to them.
Yes. Otherwise, you're just carrying around a bucket of shit.
This is Vince Russo booking from, like, 1999.
It is. And it's awful. It's the
really
bad
awful.
Russo booking. It's really bad. You have a devalued title. You have guys that the crowd likes that get over.
Dean Ambrose.
You have nothing for any of them.
Look, the titles mean nothing. Does it matter that a star from Hollywood is a former world champion? Does it matter that I'm a former world champion?
I love that he doesn't regret any of it.
He's shoehorning himself, like, trying to get a fucking job anywhere. Anywhere.
Well, when we talked to Morrison, he was floating around Lucha Underground.
Exactly.
And Morrison, Johnny Mundo, was quick to say that he has nothing to do with the company.
And he goes out and he fakes the death of his website, and then 3 days later, like, oh, guess what? I'm back.
Oh, the worst thing he's done lately is dig up China.
I saw that. That came across my YouTube feed.
Yeah,
like, they're FaceTiming or something, and I can't tell which one is which, to be honest with you.
Did you see China's latest video?
The NXT one? I'm about to play it right now.
I won't spoil it. Yes, okay.
Okay, so this is China now.
You saw the twerking video, right?
Yeah. First of all, if you guys want to look at this still of China, she looks like the Cowardly Lion.
No, she looks like she looks like Andre.
I don't know what she looks like. The poor woman.
Put him up. Put him up.
For some reason, now she's back in the spotlight thanks to Triple H and Vince Russo. Actually, more thanks to Vince Russo. So she posts these daily blogs. This is one of these daily blogs.
She's great.
You might want to put my volume up before I play this.
No, you're up. You're
I'm not on.
Here you are.
No, because you would hear the thing. You would hear the thing.
All right.
You're plugged in. Your volume
would hear the
on.
Volume thing going. Come on, man.
It's on, dude.
Is it?
I'm looking at this. Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's been a lot of reporting about Next. And I have a question. What the heck is Next?
I love you, Kevin.
What is it?
What the fuck is she listening to?
I don't know, is it me or something? Because I don't know what it is, or who it is, or what it is, or if it's Hunter and is it, you know, 8-year-old kid, or...
What?
Jeez, I don't know.
God.
Don't treat me like a woman.
Maybe somebody can tell me.
Oh, she needs a hug.
That's my thoughts for today.
That's a thought.
That's it.
I wonder how long it took her to come up with those. Dude, was she on? What was she?
She's on something.
It ends with "Be Your Best" on the end.
It ends with "Be Your Best." Oh God.
Yep, we're talking about her.
All right. Would you do her?
Would I?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would too. What about you,
Kevin? You'd pussy out of it.
I probably would. We're not gonna go. We're gonna save that for a special episode.
A boo.
A very special episode when. When one of the Shining Wizards talks about how he got AIDS.
Yeah.
boo.
I'm gonna wear a very special episode of the Shining Wizards podcast.
Hey, respect your elders.
Yeah, right. So anyway, yeah, she's fucked. She's fucked up. How did we get to this?
I don't know.
Where's the washboard?
Vince Russo.
Vince
took
Russo
there.
Booking.
Vince Russo fucks everything up.
Yeah, he dug her out of mothballs, and now she's. Oh my god, it's so bad.
It seemed like she was kind of in a decent place at some point.
Did you watch the one about her marriage proposals?
No, but I heard about it.
Okay, hold on.
We're gonna watch China videos all night.
That's fine with me. That's a nice little concept. It's called concept booking.
I have no confidence in this WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. No, I don't.
Going back to it, watching Raw and seeing Daniel Bryan one on one with Wade Barrett, I'm thinking to myself, why can't this be a Mania match?
Yeah.
Because they don't care about either of them.
Make it a four corners. Put Dean Ambrose and Flippy, what's his name in there?
Flippy Dusky?
Dolph Ziggler.
Listen,
that would be an awesome match, the four of them.
Who cares? R-Truth is on the same level as Daniel Bryan right now. I can't even just follow that logic.
John Cena is also on the same level as Rusev right now.
That's totally different.
Good.
Rusev is an undefeated wrestler for over a year.
Which John Cena made tap out on Raw.
He made him tap?
Oh, yes, he did.
Not in a match, though.
No, he knocked him out. He choked him out or whatever that move does. And Rusev's foot looked like John's penis, by the way. And he went for water at ringside to give him the old Brutus the Barber beefcake wake up. And then he put it on him again and he tapped him out.
Why would they do that on Raw?
Because they're stupid.
Still, though, I mean, the booking for Rusev has been pretty strong. They're building a character. It's old school. You build up a guy, then the superhero takes him down.
Which I'll give them credit for, but yeah. I just hate that. I'm not buying Rusev at all.
And Lana showed weakness.
Well, she has to go tape a movie, videotape a movie. Whatever.
Speaking of movies, Summer Rae and The Miz are doing The Marine 4.
Gives a shit about that.
How did we transition? Okay.
Because he said she's filming a movie.
All right.
We're talking about WrestleMania.
I'm doing Stream of Consciousness because I'm trying to wait for him to pull up his video.
Oh, I can't find it. I don't care.
You could have told me you bailed. I would have bailed on being a douche.
Be a douche.
Yeah, be a douche.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about this Intercontinental title situation with Daniel Bryan, the most over guy on the roster. He comes back from a serious, serious injury. He never lost the championship at all. He never got a rematch for the championship at all. He comes back with little fanfare, and now he's in a schmoz of a fucking match for nothing at the WrestleMania. What is that about? Seriously.
I don't think it's nothing.
Nothing. If he wins...
R-Truth is in it.
I think if he
Stardust
wins...
Stardust is in it.
Yeah, Stardust should be wrestling Goldust.
Stardust
is a former U.S. champion. Isn't R-Truth a former U.S. champ as well?
That doesn't make a difference. The match is stupid. It's a waste. They wasted. It's them saying, oh my God, we have all these guys that got over on their own. We have nothing planned for them.
The only real problem I have with R-Truth being in there is that he's been gone for like a year. Like, I haven't heard hide nor hair from that guy for a long time. And all of a sudden, he's good enough to be in this match.
I know. Makes
Stardust,
no sense.
I don't mind, because Cody Rhodes has always shown that he's good on his own.
Yeah, but Stardust has been in a tag team for like the last 3 years.
And he's been fighting with his brother. Yeah,
With his brother. There should be a payoff to that.
I completely get that.
Nothing happened at Fastlane.
Yeah, and what do we ever find out? Was that a fuck up? Like, was he not supposed to win the match?
No, I don't know.
Was that the ref? Yeah, the ref did like he only counted two, but he rang the bell.
Yeah,
I think that was just his fuck up. I think that was just a fuck up by the ref.
You know what else that happened to with Goldust when he wrestled Brian Pillman? Didn't he like forget to kick out at some point? And the referee
at the SummerSlam?
I forget what pay per view it was.
Pillman had to wear the dress.
Wasn't it
before
Pillman?
He died? Was it WCW at one time?
No, it was WWE. He forgot to kick out. I think it was a match with Pillman, and the ref just like stopped counting at two and said, no, he got the shoulder up.
It
was horrendous. Yeah.
They had a horrendous match at that SummerSlam.
At the Meadowlands.
Oh, it was bad.
That's when Pillman had to wear the dress, and then he died.
Yep.
Died of shame.
Died of that dress. Back to the Intercontinental title matchup. We could bitch about this all day.
I know.
But whatever, they're going to try to come at you saying they're making the Intercontinental title more important, which whatever. I feel like if Daniel, and me and Matt talked about this last week, if you put the belt on Daniel Bryan, that's the only guy that'll make that belt more important, because everyone else has had it and it still has done nothing.
I would be scared to death to be awarded the IC title. Because and it's job, just basically, job, you're going to be on TV, but job, you're going to lose job, all job, the time.
Unless they, and again, I'm always the one that gives them way too much credit. Eddie's always the one that brings me back down to earth. Like, when I'm like, well, maybe they finally have an idea. Maybe they finally have a plan.
They have no
plan. To elevate this championship.
They don't care.
Daniel Bryan was looking weak when he was the world champion. So
well,
if
yeah,
he wins,
booked
he
him with
got
fucking
belt.
Kane.
Oh, the booking was horrendous for Daniel Bryan as champion.
But like, and I said this last week with Matt too, I'm done caring really about how, like, I'm done sticking up for Daniel Bryan because I know it's never, they're never going to have him where we all want him. So I have to, I'm the guy that like doesn't fight. I accept what we get with Daniel Bryan.
And I think, I think Daniel Bryan's problem is he just accepts what's given to him.
Because he has a sweet gig.
I understand.
He makes
that.
A lot of money
but,
and sells
right,
a lot of merch.
Do you think Daniel Bryan is in a position of, maybe not a John Cena, but like.
No, and this booking tells you that.
But do you think he's upper echelon enough where he could start going, when the fuck is my time?
Who?
Like, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, he doesn't care.
That's, but I understand that. But do you think he's powerful enough where he could pull like a Randy Orton or a John Cena and stand up for himself and bitch and moan about
no
it?
No way. If that was the case, then he would have, they would have booked him like that.
I mean, CM Punk did.
He's content where he is, Daniel Bryan. He's just, he's making money. He's fucking
that's,
a Bella.
Again,
which is, you think that's probably why people are losing steam with him now?
They
or
just,
do you think they're just giving up because of the
they
machine?
Never had,
not
they
behind?
Never had any steam behind him. The fans
no, I'm
made it happen.
The fans. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. The fans are losing interest because he's booked like shit.
Yeah.
The booking's terrible. And I think it's done by design.
I think the fans
it's
are finally
purpose.
I think the fans are finally tired. They're exhausted with this effort that they put behind Daniel Bryan and seeing nothing.
They're dejected.
They feel dejected, which is sad for Daniel Bryan. And it's also sad. Like, I'm one of them. Because now I'm like, all right, we're not going to get what we want. Why are we exerting all this energy
right.
towards him?
Because
we're never going to get it.
Because Roman Reigns is in the championship match. And
it's
going to
bomb.
About Roman.
It's going to bomb. It's going to be
bad. Brock is still too much of a face, dude.
It's not just that. It's Roman Reigns is not ready. He's not over. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
It's weird how WWE fails to pull the trigger at the right time, and they try to wait too long, and it just fucks everything
up.
Well,
here's the catch-22 with that, because if you pull it at the right, quote-unquote, right time, the guy may be over like gangbusters, but his stuff in the ring is not where it needs to be to carry a main event, which is why now everyone's like it's and Roman people are saying that Roman Reigns still isn't ready. So what would have happened if you pulled the trigger a year ago?
I would have loved to have seen what they would have done with Ryback.
Here's the thing.
What
it's
if they
all
pulled the trigger at Ryback and they gave him a run for 2 months to see how it goes?
They should. It's
and
all
actually,
about booking.
And actually
fair.
Book him strong.
That's fair.
Not give Ryback the title and pull like they did with Jack Swagger and a bunch of other guys and just have him fucking job for 3 months.
It's all about the booking. You think Goldberg was ready to be a WCW star when he came out? He was greener than goose shit.
But he was booked well because he just came as a monster and beat the crap out of somebody and left.
Right.
And he was still completely like inexperienced when he beat Hogan.
I know.
Completely inexperienced.
Yep. But you know what, though? His shit still looked a lot more legit, and he was his presence
because he was a fucking brute and he was booked to be that
his
way.
His presence was just so much better than Roman Reigns. His presence, it's just he had like a toughness and he looked like he could kill
and
people.
He's not coming to the ring like he's going to play laser tag.
Like, and he wasn't cutting promos about Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and Jack and the Beanstalk and golden eggs and
stuttering
beans.
All over himself.
Yeah.
Like a sloppy mess.
He wasn't even cutting promos. They would ask him a question. He'd stare at whoever was questioning him and just keep walking. Yo.
You see flashes in him that makes you believe that he's a top guy, but then you don't. It's
Roman?
Like, Roman Reigns.
He's.
I think he is a top guy.
He'll be at Batista level at best. He's not going to be the guy to carry the company. They're not going to have a guy until Cena's gone and they put the machine behind the next guy. But people aren't accepting Roman Reigns.
Do you think having John Cena around is, and not, this is not a bash, this is not John Cena bashing, but do you think just his presence prohibits anyone from being a top guy?
Yes.
The top guy?
I don't know about that because John Cena, he's definitely slotted into like I would say a third tier slot at this point.
But just his presence, his larger than life presence, his whole, like, he is Hulk Hogan. He is Stone Cold Steve Austin of this era. Can we agree with that in terms of where he's placed and how he's perceived?
Yeah.
Placement, I'll agree with you, yes.
So when did Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels finally get to be the top guys?
When Hogan was gone.
When did Hogan finally become that top guy? When Bruno was gone?
And they gave up on Backlund.
And they gave up on Backlund. So Cena's
just fucking up and disappeared after he jobbed the belt.
Yeah.
Is John Cena's just presence?
He's the guy. He's the face of the company.
Yes.
No one, you really can't take anyone seriously as the top guy while Cena's there. Because he's still the walking logo of the company. Cena is WWE.
And I'm not saying that he's the reason why Roman Reigns isn't a top guy. But I'm just saying that I think it's a factor when you just have his presence there.
His presence hurts.
Okay. All right.
It hurts. It hurts whoever's quote-unquote on top. But then you got a guy that gets over on their own like Daniel Bryan, who is a lot, you know, got a lot more fan response than John Cena. And
you guys make a good point. It took Hogan going away. It took the Lex Luger experiment failing.
Good point.
It also, that opened up the door just for Bret at that point.
They failed Lex Luger, I think. Lex Luger should have gotten the title at SummerSlam from Yokozuna.
I think they should have, like you said with Ryback, or I think Tony said with Ryback, I think they should have given it a shot.
I think Luger's problem, though, is he just... See, this is like why they should look back at the history. The whole argument with Luger was he just wasn't getting that over. He was over, don't get me wrong, but he was just not that mega stardom over at that point. And a lot of people told Vince, maybe you should think twice about this. Which is the exact same situation
we're in.
Yeah, but this is the same situation we're in now, and they're like, fuck it, we're sticking with Roman Reigns. It was the same situation 3 years ago.
Which I'll commend
them
for.
We're sticking with The Rock and Cena at WrestleMania. We're sticking with him again. We're going to put him in the ring two times.
I think sticking with Roman Reigns is different than sticking with Rock Cena. I commend them for committing to an idea, despite what we all want with Daniel Bryan.
It's a bad idea.
I agree with
they
you.
They committed to Rock Cena too, and Eddie and I walked out of WrestleMania.
That was awesome.
If you've been successful for so long and your business model is Roman Reigns, if that's what you think your business is going to be, I commend them for at least not giving up on it. I commend them for sticking with what they think, building for a long-term future. Remember, Daniel Bryan is not the healthiest guy in the world when it comes to having long-term runs.
Fair enough, but in fairness, too, a lot of those guys aren't exactly, like, you know, the bastion of great health. How many guys are on the shelf right now?
Well, Roman Reigns was on the shelf for a little while, too.
Yeah, he pulled his pee-pee.
He pulled his pee-pee.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if we change the concept of the Royal Rumble being guaranteed a championship match at WrestleMania, that opens better the possibilities for storylines when it comes to the main event at WrestleMania? Do you think it's time to get rid of like that guaranteed championship match?
Then who cares about winning the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, but the Royal Rumble is still a fun match, and
then it just becomes the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
No.
There it is.
Fair enough. Get rid of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I have no problem with that. This is my thing, though. If you open it up and truly anybody can win, if there's no championship match on the line, that alleviates a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but there's nothing to fight for.
That's not entirely true. Maybe that guy guarantees himself
a better spot.
Yeah.
Like Cesaro winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to a huge reaction.
No, what I'm saying is...
We can talk till the sun comes down about how fucked up that was.
It's like Gorilla Monsoon always said, if you win that match, that shoots up your value. That shoots up what you're worth. Maybe you do get a match for the championship. Maybe you don't. But if Ryback wins a Royal Rumble, that turns some heads whether he's getting a title shot or not.
I agree with you. And up until 1993, other than if you want to count 92 when the belt was actually on the line, there were, 5 years. It was 88 was the first to 93. So that's 5 years where...
Well, like, yeah, four.
And two of them, Hulk Hogan was the champ and won the match.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but
I mean...
that's when...
Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first one, which was...
Big John Studd won one, which I thought was awesome.
But that's when winning it then meant something, because the guys that they were competing with in the ring...
I just snap-pointed at Eddie. It was like,
at the time, were all contenders. Like, who is the best out of this crew? Now you have, like, maybe three out of the 30 that you can see winning. It's a job fest of guys that are have been booked terribly, underutilized talent.
Okay, fair enough.
No one gives a shit. Oh, well, Darren Young's in the Royal Rumble. Maybe he'll win it. And Darren Young wins the Royal Rumble. Okay.
Well, maybe that's
awesome.
Maybe that lends to Tony's point of taking the title off the line then. And then anyone could possibly win it.
Take a look back at 1992. Ric Flair wins the Rumble.
That was the best Rumble ever.
Okay. Star power in that Rumble was off the charts amazing.
Absolutely.
Off the charts amazing.
I can run them all off for you right now.
Do you think that Rumble means as much if the championship isn't on the line?
Yes.
That Rumble?
Yeah. Considering the star power that was in there.
Savage, Sid, Flair, Hogan, Piper,
oh, yeah.
Snake.
Then, yeah. It
okay,
was just
so then this is what you need to do. You need to stack your Royal Rumble. If you're taking the championship shot away, stack your Royal Rumble with big guys.
But who are the big guys?
There's like three.
Now, if the card is so diluted, that the roster is so diluted now, that even Kane, which 5-6 years ago would be considered a big guy, is not a big guy.
Yeah, you know what?
Big Show 6 years ago would have been a big guy.
I don't know. They eliminated some pretty young up and comers in the last Royal Rumble, that Kane and Big Show.
Oh God,
think about it.
But I knew that
they
that was
pretty
booked,
strong.
That was booked by design for Roman Reigns.
It was booked terribly.
Booked
yeah, that
absolutely
was just
terribly.
Awful booking. They carried everybody else out, and then they had a fight over the last one.
You
then,
knew that you knew that Kane and Big Show were going to be.
That's
the
another
last.
Reason why Roman Reigns sucks right now, because they booked it so shittily. If he would have won that hardcore strong,
that sounded really Irish.
Oh, sorry,
shittily.
Roman didn't do shit in that Rumble. Steve Austin said Roman Reigns took a nap in the corner.
That's the problem.
He didn't do anything.
Reigns did not stand out. He needed to be a monster and just
he
start
did
fucking
that the year before, which brings us again round and round in circles of. Last he was booked awesome in the last Rumble.
Yeah.
But then he got I guess he got
yeah,
hurt.
Put him in the 2-on-1, make him fucking take a beating, and then when they go to toss him out, he fights back, he hulks up, whatever. You know, eliminates one guy, and then it's him and like Big Show, and then he puts Big Show out, which has already been done to death, by the way.
It's stupid.
He gets body slammed, he gets choked out by Daniel Bryan, Chris Benoit. Didn't Rey Mysterio eliminate him 1 year, too?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but you brought up the Benoit thing when Benoit was number one, and it was just down to him and Big Show. You're like, I get it. It's gonna be a cool image of Benoit doing that, but like, you knew right then and there when Big Show like couldn't make Kurt Angle or Randy Orton the last guy there.
Even though everyone wanted that to be Benoit's year, just like everyone wanted last year to be Daniel Bryan's year, everyone wanted this year to be Daniel Bryan's year. You have a guy that's over. He can sell merch. He appeals to adults and children. Why the hell not push him? Because he's not Vince's vision. That's why.
Vince books to appease his ego.
Yeah. Nothing more. The WWE is going to be WWE forever, and it's just always going to be there.
Then.
I'm thinking
now,
about this. Do you think
forever.
We can, how many big names do you think we can get into a Royal Rumble?
Next year, they'll probably pull out all the stops leading into WrestleMania in Texas.
But I mean, could they at least get 15 guys?
That actually that have value?
That you think could win?
That have value, yeah.
No.
If they book people correctly, but there's maybe three people. Even Dean Ambrose has no value. Dolph Ziggler has no value. None of these guys have value.
It kills me that Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler have no value.
No value.
Kills
Daniel
me.
Bryan at this point, no value. You know who has value? John Cena, Roman Reigns, Kane.
Randy Orton.
Big Show, Randy Orton.
Seth Rollins.
To an extent, Rusev, even though he's just being fed to John Cena.
You don't think Cesaro has any value?
None.
That's seven guys.
It's unfair that the Usos lost, because I think their value was built up a lot over
I thought
the
it was,
year.
Too.
Yeah, as a tag team.
Which they actually were, because they were included in top-tier storylines as
Usos,
like seconds to Cena or something like that.
The Usos right now are the smoking guns of the tag division. Do you remember back when the smoking guns were always the tag champs? Their competition was terrible.
I thought you were using a metaphor. Man. Like, I thought you were saying that's what their place was. But they are the smoking guns.
The Usos are the smoking guns of this generation.
And the Matadors are the new rockers.
Yeah, like the new rockers.
Yeah, about that. I mean, the Goldust brothers.
The new rockers.
Well, the Goldust brothers.
They were a solid team.
Yeah, they were the Godwins.
Yep, they were the only legit threat.
That was it.
Other, because then you had Doug Furness and Phil LaFon. the new Blackjacks, the Body Donnas,
the new Rockers.
The new Rockers.
God, I want to kill myself just listening to these names.
Barry Horowitz and Hakushi.
Yeah, and Cesaro and Kid are the Body Donnas.
Fucking Barry Horowitz used to come out to Hava Nagila.
He was great. That he did.
I'm going to tell you why the tag division sucks and the IC title division sucks. It's because Vince doesn't care about any of that.
Right.
He doesn't. He cares about what John Cena is doing in his Roman Reigns experiment. That's it. You have Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker, which means jack shit. It means nothing. I don't care. Well, the Undertaker is wrestling Bray Wyatt. This is good for Bray.
Bray Wyatt has been ruined beyond repair.
John Cena ruined Bray Wyatt.
Chris Jericho.
And Chris Jericho ruined Bray Wyatt.
But Bray Wyatt did not ruin Daniel Bryan. And if you remember, Bray Wyatt always beats Daniel Bryan.
Always beats Daniel Bryan.
Like, if I'm playing cards against Daniel Bryan, I'm like, shit, I hope Bray Wyatt's coming my way.
Yeah.
I don't always win matches, either, but when I do, it's against Daniel Bryan.
But when I do, it's against Daniel Bryan. It's just nothing's going
to
change.
I don't care about it. Undertaker already lost. I don't care. He wants to kill the Undertaker or put his ashes on his mantle or whatever.
Who cares? There's no draw for me for that match. If the streak was on the line, and then Bray took it.
If the Undertaker wasn't so decrepit, I wouldn't mind. I would love to have Sting go against him.
That's next year.
I don't think. Yeah. Oh, next year the Undertaker's going to be 1,000.
So is Sting.
Yeah, next year.
That's next.
This
year,
is
buddy.
The in your house of WrestleManias.
Put that on Facebook. Except we're not getting a house, so it's an extra fuck you. We're gonna give you the shitty card and no house.
Yeah, this is the in between shit pay per view before the good pay per view. Seriously, look how it's booked. It's so bad. It's so bad.
And it costs about as much as an in-your-house pay-per-view, only $9.99,
which is the only plus about this pay-per-view is that I don't have to spend $65.
This is the first WrestleMania. I'm only looking forward to seeing how Sting looks.
That's what I was just going to say.
And how good of a match Triple H can carry
and
him through.
If Sting is going to wear a T-shirt.
I don't think he will.
I hope not.
If Sting wrestles in a T-shirt at WrestleMania... Fuck.
You know what I'm afraid of? This is what I'm afraid of.
Sting.
Who did... Oh.
And I can't tell when Sting and Undertaker, which one is which when it comes to their appearances, because like they're both...
Sting is a foot shorter.
No, but they put like... You know, like they're both... It's like almost like two storylines that are the same. Putting stuff, like cryptic messages on...
Oh, yeah.
On like on the Titantron. But anyway, go ahead, Tony.
I think that we might see a rehash of Triple H and Brock Lesnar.
When?
Where they for this WrestleMania for Triple H and Sting. I have a feeling it's going to be hard fighting for 2 minutes, and then they're going to start selling like they were just in a fucking nuclear
war. And then lay around for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And then Pedigree, Scorpion Death Drop.
Pedigree on the outside.
Scorpion Death Lock.
Makes the ropes.
Ref Bump.
He goes for the Deathlock again. He reverses to the
Sting
crossface.
Matting down his hair so we don't see his
his bald spot.
Yeah.
Ref Bump. Falsey, new ref comes in.
Shawn Michaels comes out.
Rick Flair comes out.
Flair comes. The lights go out.
The lights
come
on.
Papa
Shango
ring.
Lit his feet on fire.
That's the call. That's it. That's the finish. Papa Shango.
Connor the Crusher runs in.
Yes, there it is.
He
like the Ultimate Warrior.
Connor the Crusher saved the day. He was damage control.
They had all
that shit going down with Bill DeMott. What do we do? Put Connor the Crusher on TV and give him the Warrior Award.
I think, though...
Damage control, yes. It's all PR. WWE has... they have no heart. That's Vince saying, oh, that Connor the Crusher is going to look really
good.
Pardon
the pun, but that...
This is perfect.
That kills...
He's going to go over Daniel Bryan.
All right, I'll let you guys go.
No, seriously, that was it. No, that was it. That's all I had.
They're putting two dead people in the Hall of Fame, which is the reason why Ray the Crippler Stevens didn't make it in this year.
Well, you can't have a crippler if you have a crusher.
And you can't have the crusher if you have the warrior.
What?
What?
That's stupid.
Yeah, I kind of lost you.
Well, I didn't have anything to go with it, so.
I don't know. It's a feel-good moment.
I guess.
It's what they needed.
It's fucking manufactured.
It's going to come out that DeMott was touching Connor.
that's no laughing matter.
It gave me an erection.
It is humorous.
Oh boy.
A huge erection.
God.
A boo. Yes, we are the Shining Wizards.
Looking back at his freaking gimmicks.
I can't wait to see the Big Show cry at the Hall of Fame and then be a heel at WrestleMania.
Who's inducting Connor?
His dad.
Oh, is he really?
That's cool.
And Ultimate Warrior's wife.
Dude, if the Warrior's wife comes out in face paint and tassels, I will fucking mark out for a year.
I induct you, Connor the Crusher. The lights of the gods shine upon ye.
She sounds like the Wicked Witch.
God, man.
It's so scary that the Warrior died like right after Raw, after Mania.
That's what makes me nervous about Sting. To be honest with you. I'll knock on wood.
It's just crazy.
Sting working the match.
It's weird. He'll be fine.
How many different shades of red do you think Brock Lesnar's going to turn during the main event?
50.
I don't care what anybody says. There's something physically fucking wrong with that man.
Why?
He fucking turns like a chameleon in every fucking match.
Happens.
And it's wrestling. He doesn't need to exert himself
that much,
honestly.
He's pasty white, and he's pasty white, and he's doing stuff athletic. I'm sure he's fine. Blood's going
to... Dude, the last guy to turn red like that was the Warrior.
He also had cripple hand.
That was weird.
When he was talking.
You knew something was wrong.
I knew it was too.
At the Hall of Fame, like,
I knew
you
he just
knew
didn't look right.
Something was wrong.
He was sweating profusely. He was just his hand, like I said, his hand was seemed like it was locked, like arthritis.
You think
hand.
He knew?
Yes. He knew he wasn't in good health.
You think he knew like that this was going to be it? This was his chance to make amends before he meets the Warriors in the sky?
I think he knew he was sick. I really do.
When I first heard that he passed away, I was like, fuck.
You remember when he came out at WrestleMania and we were like, dude, he's holding his chest. Yeah. Like, that's not good. That is not good.
He didn't look good at all.
No.
And on Raw afterwards, he didn't look good.
No.
Even at WrestleMania, when all he had to do was walk out and stand and wave,
he looked like he was
going
to die there.
It's just so weird. All these guys that have died. And Bruno Sammartino, God bless his soul, is still alive and kicking.
Yes, he is.
Because
fucking crazy.
Because he found peace a lot earlier than I think a lot of these other guys did. And holding that in, like that hatred, that resentment, Bruno just didn't give a shit. Like, he's like, Vince is, like, I don't want anything to do with Vince. I'm cool with my life.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? I think it's genetics. Because look, Scott Hall's still alive.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake Roberts still alive. Marty Jannetty is still alive. Like, these guys really fucking abuse the hell out of their bodies.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, and like, and yet somebody like Crash Holly was like 25. And
or
fucking,
Chris Candido, you know?
Well, Candido,
that was
a freak thing. Yeah, he had a freak medical accident. True. But who was the other guy? Louis Spicoli, same thing.
Yeah.
Drugs. That was all drugs. Spicoli
Pillman
was drugs.
But you think
Pillman
these
was
guys
drugs.
Partied?
Bulldog was drugs.
You think these guys.
But fucking Jake did plenty of drugs.
These guys
dude.
Didn't. You think these guys partied as much as like Jake Roberts and Scott Hall? It's just like, it's luck of the draw. When it's your time, it's your time.
I think though, guys like Jake Roberts, they're on like the fucking Keith Richards plan where they've just done so much over a long period of time. Like, I don't know if they've ever had marathon sessions. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
Like, they just like built it up and they've just kept the train rolling for
decades. Who knows? Maybe your body builds up a tolerance to what you do after so many years. I don't know.
It's possible.
Jake Roberts will be competing at Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Yes, he will.
In ring, in a match.
Oh.
Against.
I know. Too cocky.
Kevin Matthews.
Jesus.
Yes, I like it.
Yes.
They had a match already, didn't they?
Yeah, Kevin was like 14.
Well, Jake was in a lot worse shape then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jake, that's when
Jake... Yeah, you know what? That's fair. Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
Well, that's when Jake broke his ribs DDTing Kevin Matthews.
Well, Kevin was trying to spear him, I think.
No, he broke his ribs just DDTing Kevin Matthews.
Speaking of breaking ribs, just as an aside, you guys see that video that Ronda Rousey put out where she fucking wrecked that reporter?
No.
Oh, you got to find that. Some dude was like, you're just a girl. You can't take men down. And she fucking...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She gave him the judo throw, and she just fucking planted right down into the ground.
Yeah.
Staged.
No, dude, it was great. You got to hear the
impact. I think it was staged. I don't think the breaking the ribs part was...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, she fucking, like, really laid into it, you know?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
And she's basically like, you're not fucking with me. You're hurt, right? And he's like, oh, girl.
Rusev.
All right, what else is
Rusev crush!
What else is going on?
So what else
is
going to happen? There's going to be the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
With a bunch of shit jobbers.
There's going to be the ladder match.
Let's choose. Who's the jobber that wins the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Mizdow.
Yeah.
Yes. That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
Are they building up a Curtis Axel Hogan encounter at Mania?
I think so. I think that only makes sense. I mean, I don't care about it, but I think that...
See, that kills me. They give Curtis Axel an awesome thing to do, and then they fucking job him out to everybody.
Well, the whole gimmick is a comedy job fest... On purpose, I think.
I don't know. I think you give somebody something like that, you build them up and see where it goes.
Yeah, things like that can get over. It was getting over, but New Jersey's a smart fan base. It got over right when they were in New Jersey.
Right.
Like, yeah. If somebody in PWS did that, I think it would fucking get over like gangbusters.
Of course. Because like, it's mostly smart fans. They get it.
Dude, book it. Habib Mania.
We already have Habib from the car wash. He doesn't need, like, an additional
thing. Yeah, he's already over.
Give it to someone else.
But I think, well, who... Now, who do you pair him up with in a segment at WrestleMania?
Who?
Like, Axel.
Nobody. Hogan. Let him fucking win. Let him win the Battle Royal. Let him do what? The fucking... Let him do the Hulk up. Let him do the fucking big bootleg drop, toss the guy out, put his ear to the... His
oh,
fucking...
God. Then Hogan comes out and awards him the trophy. And then
that's
what
my God,
that's
yes!
That's what I said.
Don't... Ugh. That fucking works.
No, because he throws a couple punches. Then he'll throw him over the top rope and that's it.
But isn't Axel a face now?
Yes.
So I think wouldn't he have to get the beat down and then Hogan and like Hogan makes the save?
No.
Maybe he'll give him his boots like he gave to Evad.
Oh my God! And then he can leave him in the middle of the ring like Damian Dragon. You know, I thought of that. The Super 8's coming back again soon.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, yeah. I was reading up on it today. Yeah, dude, I think that works. Hogan comes out. He gets him to Hulk up. Three fucking boots, leg drop. Hey, by the way. Does Abyss still have Hulk Hogan's Hall of Fame ring?
No, I think he got it back.
You know, you could buy Abdul the Butcher's ring.
Oh, can you?
Oh, he was selling it. I posted it up a few weeks ago. I asked
how
him
much?
If, I don't know. I think it was a silent auction.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good old Abby. Times are tough. He needs that Hep C medication.
I don't
allegedly.
Have it. I don't have it, brother. I don't have it. I'm just fat.
Yeah, but I think Curtis Axel. Big boot, leg drop, Hulk
oh, he's,
up.
He's already announced for the Battle Royal, isn't he?
I think that's perfect.
I think he's already... So he can't have it. He's not going to have his own segment then.
No, if he wins, it's Hogan and him flexing at the end. And they say, how great is this? One of Hogan's greatest opponents was Mr. Perfect. And here he is celebrating
you're
with his kid.
They'll never say
much.
That.
You're thinking way too much.
They can't get it out.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I think, unfortunately, I think Miz Dow eliminates Miz and wins it.
Nah.
Miz is in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Again.
It's hilarious.
How so, the mighty have fallen.
So funny. He's
4 years ago, he was headlining WrestleMania.
I know. They really fucked up, didn't they?
Love the Miz.
All right, let's talk about this real quick. The top matches at Mania. All right, we have main event. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar. Not a full-time guy, wrestles a couple times a year. Semi-main event, I guess, would be Undertaker, Bray Wyatt.
Sting, Triple H.
Okay,
first.
Sting, Triple H. That's even better.
That's two guys
that either never wrestle or are sometimes part-time. Then you have Undertaker, Bray Wyatt. That's another guy. That's four.
Who's less than part-time once a year.
That's four wrestlers out of the six wrestlers in the top spots at Mania.
Sports entertainers.
Whatever. That aren't there. That's four out of six guys that don't bust their ass every Monday on Raw and every Friday on SmackDown or Thursday on SmackDown, whatever it is.
Yeah, but Eddie, if you count the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, now you're talking 25 against four. And now you have more guys on the roster that aren't part-time.
Doesn't matter.
You're still part-time in terms of never
seeing
him on TV.
But that's the mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Zack Ryder's in the Battle Royal, isn't he? Mm-hmm. When the fuck was the last time he was on television?
I cannot wait for Zack Ryder to debut in Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Oh, he's getting fired the next day, isn't he?
I don't know. I can't wait.
Oh, you guys want to fucking... That's what we should do. Instead of doing a fucking WrestleMania, like, go home...
Who's getting fired
exactly,
list?
Exactly. We should do a who's getting fired list.
Let's do the release list. Okay.
Want to do it now?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, let me get a piece of paper.
You want to go to break?
We could take a break. We've already been doing an hour.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back,
who's getting fired?
You're fired.
You probably have 80 podcasts in your queue that you'll never catch up on, but I bet none of them cover the worlds of professional wrestling and heavy metal music.
That's where Neckbreaker fills the gap. We drink a truckload of beers, interview the best metal bands, and cover the latest pro wrestling headlines, all in one drunken mess of a podcast.
Find our episodes on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, and Neckbreaker.net. Be sure to follow our drunk and irrelevant updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast.
Shut Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silver, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, where myself and Dave Megapowers are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, covering everything from the current to the way back. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, entertainment here.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Tim.
And Vince.
And Timmy.
And we are your hosts of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, bringing you the best in entertainment news and opinions. We cover the worlds of movies, TV, music, sports, video games, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling, as well as pop culture top 10 lists and fan castings. New episodes every Sunday. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
What's up, everybody? This is Dave Destruction of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and I'm here to talk to you about Thursday Night Destruction. Join me every Thursday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network, where we talk about the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, and I might give you a couple tips on how to live your life. Join me every Thursday night for Thursday Night Destruction exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
We are back. I love some fucking Avenged Sevenfold. And we're firing people from World Wrestling Entertainment the day after WrestleMania.
3 weeks before WrestleMania.
Yes, we are.
We're playing Vinnie Mac.
And the name of the game is Your Fire.
I think it's the name of the episode, too.
That's perfect. All right.
No, weird. It's better than perfect. It's Axelmania.
So, Kevin, you have the roster list in front of you.
I do.
All right.
I don't know if you want me to go
alphabetically. Please go.
All right. All right. The first one on the list, who I think is a very good candidate, Adam Rose.
Adam Rose.
Yeah, he sucks a bag of dicks.
You think they're going to get rid of Adam Rose?
Of course we are. They're going to keep the bunny and get rid of Adam Rose.
No, I see Adam Rose going back to NXT for a bit, being repackaged.
He's been on the show. He's been back. He was on the last show.
I don't think they're going to fire him. We all have to agree before Vince fires
him. Fair enough. All right.
Wait, we have to agree, or are we doing like a majority?
I think we all have to agree.
For real?
I think for the most part we will.
This is going to be a tough list, though, because I think he should be canned anyway.
I don't think he should be canned. I think he will get canned.
I don't think he'll be fired.
Again, listen, if I'm Vince McMahon.
Let's preface this. If they're going to do a massive, like, Black Friday deal, which they tend to do every year after WrestleMania.
Why you got to be black, yo?
Because that's the thing. Isn't that what they call it? I don't know.
Black Friday. I see Adam Rose being used as a hand at NXT.
Fair enough. All right. AJ Lee is an interesting one.
AJ Lee, if she is to leave, it would be on her own.
Oh, we didn't talk bitch wrestling at WrestleMania.
Oh, there's a fucking tag match.
Whatever. Yeah.
Bitch fight. Yep,
you can talk about that next week.
You don't want to talk about the Bella Bombs?
As in never.
Never week.
Never week is next week. Never week.
AJ Lee is, like you said, interesting because if she would get fired or leave, it would, like you said, it'd be on her volition, but it would be, and
no, she ain't getting fired.
If she got fired, it would be because of something other than not being a useful talent. It would be because of personal whatever.
She's not getting released.
Not getting fired.
No. All right,
especially after talking shit to Stephanie the way she did.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. There's a lot of people. So Alex Riley.
No, they sent him back to developmental.
He was always there. Well,
Alex. Oh no, Alex Riley. John Cena doesn't like him. They really haven't been doing anything with him.
He's going to return to the ring against Kevin Owens, I think, tonight on NXT.
Which means nothing. He's just going to be
fed.
That could
be a bad sign.
That could be a good sign.
No, he's just going to be fed. He's going to be fed. He's going to get killed.
I agree. In theory, I agree. He's going to get fed.
You know what? I'm saying Alex Riley fired.
I'm saying Alex Riley fired, too. He's definitely one of the guys that would be released.
He's on the chopping block.
He's been on the chopping block.
Well, he's one of the guys that's been making a stink for
himself. Should I do a maybe list?
No.
Two out of threes?
No.
I'll say yes just because to make it a trifecta. Because I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
Yeah!
Alex Riley.
Alex Riley, you're gone.
Alicia Fox.
No,
Total
keep
Divas,
her.
I don't
keep
think
her.
So. Not Bad News Barrett, bitch. I don't think
yeah,
so.
Keep that bitch.
Big E.
Ooh, Big
New
E.
Day.
No, they'll keep him because it would look racist.
Okay.
Although, when we get to Xavier Woods, I think he might be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll get
to
it.
You want to do Xavier Woods? Fuck
well,
it, let's do it now.
No, there's one that I think is going to be gone, and I think you guys will agree. Not Big Show. The next is Bo Dallas. I think he's done.
Yeah.
No, I think they keep him just because it's fucking Bray Wyatt's brother.
Listen, if we're just gonna keep people just for arbitrary reasons, then
they didn't
anyone
keep
could,
Ziggler's
can get
brother.
Kept.
Yeah.
Like based on what they've done with them, like and past history of how WWE goes about firing people, there's no reason why this guy is still on the roster after WrestleMania.
Nah, not a chance.
Are we firing Bo Dallas?
Yeah, I think we're firing Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas?
Fire!
What? We're setting Bo Dallas on fire.
Booker T, obviously. Bray, obviously. Bella, if she leaves, whatever.
I think they fire Brie and they keep Nikki because she's
not gonna
got fake
fire
tits.
Anybody?
There's no way they get rid of Total Divas, dude. There's no way if they leave, they're leaving because they want to leave.
Yeah, they'll never get rid of a Bella.
Brock Lesnar, obviously. The
wait,
bun,
wait, wait, wait
the
what
bun.
Do you mean obviously?
He's not. They're not gonna fire him.
Well, what if they do?
They
what
won't.
If he loses and Vince fires him?
He's
that
not
night?
A release guy though. He's by
he's
paper
above
appearance,
the law.
Basically.
He's
yeah,
a
he's
catch
a
and release.
Totally
guy.
Different guy.
The bunny. I'm not even gonna acknowledge
doesn't
that.
Matter.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. What if? Why can't they fire the bunny?
I'm not gonna release.
I'll humor
bunny.
You just for the entertainment value about firing
that
a bunny.
That would be fucking great. Imagine they go through like seven or eight names, and then later in the day, there's two more released,
and it's
one,
the bunny.
It's like El
and
Torito
you see his
and the bunny
up on the fucking
no,
thing.
They won't do it.
I know, but that just for that's good radio and that's good TV. Just like the bunny, and they do vignettes with the bunny looking for another job.
See that's. Too good for WWE. That is like, way too good for WWE.
The bunny's like flipping signs
he's
for Best Buy.
It says like Will Hop for food.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's way too creative for WWE to do, so I won't even give the satisfaction
right.
of firing him.
Because the announcing pool seems a bit full right now, Byron Saxton.
They'll keep him.
Okay. Yeah, they just started him, didn't they?
He's on SmackDown now, but there's a lot of and NXT has a bunch of guys.
Byron's
coming up.
Is Byron the black guy or is he
the black guy on SmackDown?
Then who's the guy with all the tats that had to retire?
Oh, Craven. Corey Graves.
That's
or,
it.
Or Adam Graves. No, that's a hockey player.
CM Punk.
Yeah, that's another
CM Punk too.
Point of PR. All the CM Punk stuff came out. They extend Corey Graves' contract.
Yep.
I digress. Here's one that I think could be gone is Cameron. One of the Funkadactyls that's not married to an Uso.
You think so?
Wait, Naomi's the one that gets to come out with the Usos, right?
Also a good point.
Is Cameron related to Naomi?
No.
Yeah, fuck the bitch. I think she's gone.
And they have enough divas for Total Divas.
Yeah, she's not on
she...
Total Divas.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah, she is.
No, they're not going to let her go.
Do you think just as long as Total Divas,
yeah.
is there a lot of them have a pass?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
fair enough.
Excuse me.
No, in an era where nobody's safe, Cesaro?
Ooh. Mm.
That's a tricky one.
Cesaro is tough.
I could see them doing it to be dicks and because they suck.
I just think, I think maybe Cesaro comes to them behind the scenes and says, fucking let me go if you're cutting people. And they say, all right, fine.
Well, here's something. Remind me to talk about this later, the whole NXT thing with touring. That triggered something in my head.
Okay, after we're done with the list, yeah, we'll do that.
All right, so Cesaro, I don't think.
No, I think right, they'll
well,
keep
he's
him.
Safe. Jericho's still on there on the roster page. Christian's still on the roster page. Curtis Axel.
No, I think they keep him.
He's got another year before he hits the fucking skids.
I think Ms. Dallas safe.
They killed
obviously.
His father. They have to keep him.
Oh, my God.
It's not a freaking Star Wars. It's not. Daniel Bryan. Obviously not. The next
they
two
fired are, him once before.
That's true. The next two are interesting. Darren Young and David Otunga.
Ooh, David
I don't
Otunga?
Think they I don't think they fire either. Darren Young's gay. They can't fire him.
I think they'll release David Otunga.
I think they will too.
David Otunga is good PR for them.
I haven't seen his name in any aspect be a star, any charitable thing. I haven't seen his name at all.
Well, because he's not Cena. That's why.
Yeah, no.
He's like the silent partner guy thing.
He does nothing. I see him gone.
I see him gone. If, again, this is all hypothetical. If, based on their history, if they were just cutting strings, he'd be a guy that I would 100% cut
strings
to. You
know what? Fuck it. David Otunga?
You're fired!
Unless he comes back as a Tunga Bunga, I think his career's over anyway.
Well, yeah.
All right, well done. Then. Bring him to PW. Bring Otunga Bunga to PWS.
If that ever happens, I'll pitch it.
Dean Ambrose, obviously safe. One of the Matadors. I'm not sure which one is which.
Yeah, they're both safe.
They're both safe.
Wait. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're gonna keep them. They're gonna keep them. They have a midget with them.
Maybe they fire the midget.
Dude, they've gotten rid of Finley and Hornswoggle had life.
Is Hornswoggle still on the roster?
They're not gonna get rid of the Matadors because. They need people like that.
I understand.
They have masks.
How come they don't bring up the Lucha Dragons? You look at those
massive lists.
And they just won a match.
It doesn't mean anything, though.
You look at those massive lists after WrestleMania, and you see guys that obviously, like, Jamie Noble's been fired how many times?
Brodus Clay,
Drew McIntyre, Paul London, Brian Kendrick. So I wouldn't put anything past anyone, but I will go with you and say that he's okay.
I think
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd fire the fake Puerto Rican.
I would fire him too,
me.
But
I think they're Mexicans. Safe though.
They're safe. All right, safe. Dolph Ziggler, whatever, he's fine. Dwayne Jock, The Rock, obviously.
You know what? Fuck it. I say they fire Ziggler.
Stupid.
That's not gonna happen.
I say they do. I'm going on record.
Dolph Ziggler's another guy where when he leaves because of him or his contract's up.
Yeah.
He'll do something stupid between now and WrestleMania.
They have. Maybe.
He'll pull a John Morrison right. and say something dumb.
But we're just talking about getting cut for budget purposes and people taking up space. If he gets arrested.
But if they give him a reason to, then.
I don't count that. We're talking about releases. We're talking about post-WrestleMania releases.
No, yeah. He's super safe.
He's super safe, yeah. Eden, she's the ring announcer on SmackDown. She's married to Cody Rhodes. I think she's good.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Torito. Whatever. Emma.
Emma.
Yeah, Emma's gone.
Emma's
gone.
Gone. Emma?
Emma?
You're fired.
Did you get for stealing, bitch?
And right next to her, I think a guy that could also be gone. You're going to disagree. Eric Rowan, I think, will be gone. Or I think he could be gone. He is a vanilla as vanilla can get. Gets no ovation. Has terrible music. Takes up space in a spot that.
Me, you know what? Fuck him. Eric Rowan's gone. As far as I'm concerned.
Eric Rowan.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler was especially hurt by that. Blunder. Eva Marie, I think, is safe because she's smoking hot on that show.
I don't dig her.
Here's one.
I said dig her.
Fandango.
Yep, fuck Fandango.
Yeah, they'll release him.
Yep.
A lot of good that big fucking win over Jericho did. Not to mention Jericho kicking out of his finisher.
The other Matador is good. Goldust, I think we know, is going to be in a different role with the company. Guy that they always seems to escape the list, who always manages to have a job, Heath Slater.
Slater Gator, he stays.
This is, you think so? I think this is his year to go.
He's I don't know how he slipped under the radar.
He's done less lately than a Tonga Bunga has.
I think Slater's gone.
He was the fake Sting on that on the segment.
Oh, well, then they got to keep him.
Sting. I think Slater's gone.
Imagine Sting 5 minutes into the match rolls under the ring and Slater wrestles for 20 minutes and then rolls under again and Sting rolls out.
They would do something.
They would
like
do
that.
Or a two fucking doink situation where there's two Stings.
Are we keeping Slater Gator? Are we keeping him?
I say keep him.
His really? History. Mm. I wouldn't keep him.
I wouldn't either. But you know what?
He's like an alligator. All the dinosaurs are extinct, yet the crocodiles
Slater
are still.
Slater Gator.
I didn't even think. He is Slater Gator. He's like the dinosaur that managed to.
He survived
three-man extinction.
He revived Slater Gator and three-man band.
But the other two guys didn't.
I think he's gone. But
if no, he's staying. On.
I wouldn't be shocked. Right, so
I
Tony
love
says
Heath Slater.
Tony
he's
is
staying.
Adamant, so we're not going to fire Slater Gator.
Nope, you're lucky, Heath. There's room for two gingers on the roster.
Hornswoggle,
they'll keep him.
I would love for him to get fired.
He's good for kids.
Yep. Not going to say Hunico because that's to be Sin Cara later. Jamie Noble, I think
keep.
Is fine.
Oh yeah, he's a huge spot.
Albert. He's fine.
Yep.
Albert
JBL
just got a promotion.
He's fine. Lawler's fine.
Wait,
Uso.
They have Albert on the active roster?
They have everything because he does weird. The commentary. Uso, I think, is fine. Marjorie's fine. Yep. John Cena.
Oh, I don't know.
How are we going to fire John Cena? Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Kane, fine. Kofi Kingston.
No, Kofi's bulletproof now.
I believe so.
I think he's in that Dolph. He might be in that Dolph Ziggler area you guys are talking about.
He's just been there so long that.
But he seems he. You never hear him complaining about his spot.
No,
ever.
Nothing.
So I think you're right. He's safe. One half of the Ascension, Connor.
I think the Ascension's going to be gone.
Okay. You want to just use them as a group?
Wait. Yeah. Gone or shipped back to NXT?
No,
I think gone.
I think released.
I agree with Eddie.
I think that's the first step in Vince making his stand.
Wait, is there one that's significantly bigger than the other?
That is the only thing. The other guy, not Connor, whoever the other is.
Because they might keep the big one and repackage him into something else.
Mm.
But let's figure it as Ascension right now.
Yeah,
just as where they stand right now.
I think they're gone.
I think they're gone, too.
Yeah, but you can't fire the Ascension and then have this other guy stick around.
I don't think they're going to keep the other guy, too.
I think they fire the smaller half of the Ascension.
That's
I'll go with that.
That's good enough for a... For a Vinnie Man.
All right, we're gonna fire one half of Ascension.
The small Ascension.
Connor
guy.
Is gone.
Connor
is that could be the big
That's
guy.
So bad.
You're fired.
Whichever one's the short one.
I think that I'm not even sure. I can't tell. They're all the same size on the.
There's
website.
Connor and Victor.
Yeah, Victor's probably the tall douchebag.
Lana is probably safe.
Yeah, she's safe.
Here's a diva that I don't think is on the show, but also hasn't been on WWE in a while. Layla.
Isn't that the Undertaker's wife?
No, that's Michelle McCool.
Oh, she's with Fandango, isn't she?
I don't know.
Layla's the one with the fucking...
Doesn't she dance with Fandango now?
Yeah.
No, well, Rosa Mendez.
No one,
Mendez.
No one dances with Fandango now.
Because no one's on TV.
You know what? Layla L, go to hell.
Wasn't she on
I caught her.
Divas?
No.
Oh, yeah, gone.
I caught her.
Gone.
Layla?
Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8 names, and we're only in the L's.
Lillian Garcia, I think,
good.
Is safe.
Keep her. She's
as
dumb
as
she, dirt, too.
As long as she wants. Luke Harper, I think, is safe.
She is an idiot.
Oh, we should have had her audio.
I could see
put up.
Them firing Luke Harper.
No. Eric Rowan goes before
I
Luke
could
Harper.
See, I could see Luke Harper. If they need, if they're like, we have 14 bodies and we need one more.
No, they know Harper can work.
Yeah, I don't see Luke Harper.
No way.
Mark Henry, I think.
Whatever.
He's going to retire.
Yeah, he'll retire.
Michael Cole, obviously, is safe. I think The Miz is safe. Obviously, Naomi's safe, I think.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Natalya is safe.
He's safe.
Nikki Bella's safe. Paige is safe. Paul Heyman's safe. R-Truth.
Well, wait a minute. Is Paul Heyman separate and apart from Brock Lesnar?
He's not going to. Think release lists.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman would not make a release list.
Yes.
Yeah, this is true.
R-Truth.
He's fine. He's
okay.
Fine.
Orton, obviously. Renee Young.
Yeah.
She's fine.
She's got that, like, Michelle Beadle quality. Roman Reigns is
I
fine.
I was thinking more Stephanie Wyan, but go ahead.
Me too.
Is that the host of... Who's Stephanie Wyan? The Mania?
Yes.
The co-host?
The Todd Pettengill female version.
Rosa Mendez.
She always looked like she had her period.
Why? Because she was always, like, glowing?
No, she was just always like...
Rosa Mendez.
That's how you look when you have your period.
Yeah, you look like Rosa Mendez.
She's the one with Fandango, but
and she's on Divas.
And she's on Divas, but if we release Fandango, that mean that she could be.
No, we keep Rosa.
Okay, Rusev Rosa. Is good.
Yep.
Ryback.
They'll keep Ryback. Oh, actually.
Yeah.
No. They'll keep him just to keep other people from having him.
Right. Which
you
is, know?
You
which
think
is,
so?
Yeah. Yeah, because he still like has a lot of value.
If Ryback debuted in TNA, what would his name be?
Barney.
Bakaraya.
Ryback.
Big R. Oh, bigger.
I'm bigger. Coming for you.
Bigger.
I don't know. Rye arm.
Rye trapezials.
Rye bread.
Seth Rollins, good. Sheamus, good. Sin Cara.
Sin Cara, oh.
Deuce. Sin Cara Deuce.
I think they like keeping him around NXT. I think
yeah,
he's kinda
just
like kind of
like
a character.
Which is Hunico.
We'll put him in the mask whenever we want, so I think they'll keep him.
Fair enough.
Next thing you know, Steve Lombardi's going to be fucking Sin Cara.
Cody Rhodes is fine. Stephanie is fine. Summer Rae, Divas.
Keep her, yeah.
You got to keep her. She got a movie.
Here's a
out.
Diva that I think will be on the chopping block. Tamina Snuka.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's gone. Tamina!
Yeah! Fire!
You know, that's Jimmy's daughter. You think she knows if he really killed her?
Of course she does.
Titus O'Neil?
Gone. Gone.
Budget cut?
Yeah, absolutely.
What has Titus been doing lately?
He's nothing. Been doing the primetime player thing again.
Didn't they just reform the primetime
players?
But
they have done nothing with them.
I think he's staying.
Wow. Okay.
I think right, he's staying.
Fair enough. I think that he could be definitely on the list if they were going to do it.
You know what? I'm leaning toward he's staying, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was on the list.
Tom Phillips, the new announcer guy.
Yeah, he's fired.
Who the fuck is Tom Phillips?
Exactly.
He does SmackDown with
Tom Phillips?
Waller and Saxton,
no.
I think.
I don't know
Tony
who that
Chimmel.
Is. He's still there?
Yep.
They'll keep him around for now.
I think he's still he's on the list.
227 pounds.
Wait, he does house shows.
Probably does house shows, yeah.
Yeah. Triple H, yeah. Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, keeper. Definitely.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's got a spot now.
Taker, obviously. See, this is the one I can't tell. This might be the shorter guy of Ascension. Victor is, might be the shorter guy.
Well, whoever we fired is the shorter guy.
Okay, that's fine.
The shorter Ascension.
Regal's good. And brings us to Xavier Woods.
Gone. Okay. Xavier Woods, the...
What?
Just in time to go back to TNA since they've been hiring
and now...
again.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah! Fire!
Yeah, I think that's unanimous.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And here's one I think will also get that button
ready. Finally,
I think this guy's going to get released too. Zeb Coulter, I think, will not be on the list after WrestleMania.
Really?
I don't think so.
What about Jack Swagger?
Who cares about Jack Swagger at this
you
point?
You know what? That gimmick might kind of be dead at this point. He's right.
Jack Swagger can get that done by himself.
Do you think
they always seem to throw a monkey wrench into it? Like they released Teddy Long. Like they
player.
It's not like there's no loyalty. It's just that like what am I doing with this guy? He's taking up a paycheck.
Yeah. Do you think there's anybody they could possibly put Zeb Coulter with?
It would have to be like an Eric Rowan,
who we just fired,
or a Brody Lee. I mean, Luke Harper.
I could see that.
I think they're going to
be awesome if they repaired those guys and put Zeb with them.
As a fucking tag team. You know what? I think there's potential for... They're going to keep Zeb around because they know he's valuable.
Zeb stays.
I think he stays.
I think that's the last... Yep, that's it.
That would be it.
Okay,
how many guys?
Our final list. We have A-Rai.
God, first of all, before we say anything about the list, that roster sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty weak
sauce. There's so much meaningless shit on that roster.
It's pretty weak sauce.
It's meaningless because
they can't book because they don't care.
God,
it's bad.
And we always point back to the Attitude Era where everyone had something to do,
even the
guys.
80s.
Yeah,
everyone had meaning because no one was overexposed. There were squash matches. And not a million television shows.
Well, look at what's
special.
Look at what NXT has started to do now, which is an idea that I've been preaching for a long time, bringing back names and having them, even though Rhino won his match,
yes,
lose, but guys still have value. Hype them up on the website and have them put over the younger guys.
It's smart.
And now they're doing it.
Yeah. Kevin, I don't know what this next is. Yeah. Kevin?
Well, you will.
No, it's very smart.
All right, go ahead.
Alex Riley, Bo Dallas, Dave Otunga, Emma, Eric Rowan, Fandango, the small member of the Ascension. I fucking love saying that. That should be the name of the episode. Small member of the Ascension,
the
you're fired.
The small member.
Layla, Tamina Snuka.
This is a good list.
Xavier Woods. And Jewisaurus's worst nightmare, Zack Ryder.
I'd say we're probably like 60%.
I was going to say, which is fine. I'd be happy with that.
We fired 11 people. That's not even par for the course.
And that's not even... They're like guys going NXT, too, probably. So,
yeah, I don't know too much about a lot of the NXT roster, so I don't want to make judgment.
No, but, I mean, you could just tell based on some of these guys that they'll probably...
And we kept Adam Rose.
I think he's... against my will, but...
You wanna rethink Adam Rose?
Want to rethink Adam Rose?
I say they get rid of Adam Rose and they keep the bunny. I think they find something for the bunny.
I thought you had
do.
Something going. I thought you had like a gimmick going.
No, I have no gimmick.
Oh, never mind then.
I have nothing. I got nothing.
I don't care. Let's leave them. We'll leave them safe.
That's a good list. Save that list.
Oh, it's going on the Wall of Fame in front of.
I'm
taking Chris Payne down.
Hey.
No.
Don't do that.
You crossed the line.
He actually asked me the other day, not the other day, at PWS.
Line.
If you shit on him every show.
Oh, yeah, he was dead serious.
Tell him he should listen and find out.
He doesn't listen. He's like, I don't listen to anything. I don't listen to podcasts that I'm on, he says. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy, you know? He's crossing the line.
Fucking Dave. He interrupted Dave in the middle of his show. He's like, I want to take that question from Tony. He goes, why the fuck does Tony hate me so much?
God, that's funny.
That was great.
You guys have fun Facebook banter.
You wanted to talk about something.
NXT.
Okay.
Okay.
And WWE in general, taking a very close look at a lot of the independent organizations, and they're going to start touring, and the impact that could have on the indies. If NXT, which caters to a crowd that indies do, like Ring of Honor, like PWS, like, like Evolve, and how that could affect drawing power for other independent promotions.
I will say this. Triple H is probably behind that survey, and it's so he knows it's basically the majority of whoever watches what is where he will raid, because he figures, okay, I got Kevin Steen, I got Generico, I got all these guys that were hot indie shit. Who's left? Who's hot indie shit now?
Kevin Matthews.
He is.
And then they're basically going to put out this fucking survey, and, okay, PWG. Oh, who's in PWG? Oh, this guy. Okay, let's take a look at these guys. That's basically what it's going to be.
And so you don't think that this is going to have...
It's a calculated raid.
I agree. But there's a lot of comparisons being made in
Vincent territories.
I see that
100% too.
It's a rehash of what... Not a rehash, but like... A deja vu of what happened in the 80s when Vince completely dominated the territories, and now it's happening again with the independents.
Yeah, there was a time recently, like the independents are having a resurgence now, but there was a time
where
the indies were the shits.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's
some of the areas
different.
Of the country, they still are. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the low market.
I'm talking
indies.
About around here, they were the shits for a good minute.
Right.
There was nobody. After that whole. Devin Storm, Ace Darling crop was gone. There was like this weird transitional stage where there was just nothing. And then the Joes and the Low Keys and them and the Homicides.
Yeah, no disrespect to the guys that were, you know, plying their trade at that point. But yeah, they were by and large, there was a lot of garbage out there.
And that is because of the Attitude Era where everyone thought they could be a wrestler. Everyone opened up a school. There was no good training, no proper training going on.
And how do you feel that social media, I think that has a huge part in the resurgence of the indies.
Because now these guys, you can find them.
Right.
Back in the day, you just word of mouth, oh, this Kevin Steen guy is really good. Check him out. Now YouTube him. Holy shit. Oh, he's wrestling in my town? He wrestles an hour away? I'm going to go. This guy's killing it.
So now, with NXT potentially going on the road, do you think, and possibly running in venues that have been homes to various independent companies.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that seems like it could be a problem.
This is Triple H playing Vince McMahon. The indies are the territories now, and Triple H is going to rape them. Basically.
I don't know. Well, yeah. Do you think it's more that he wants to take these guys to hopefully bring in that indie talent from the area? Maybe they'll come in and check out the show. Maybe Triple H or a few people that are there recognize who's coming to the show. They talk to them. What do you think of our product? Is this something you'd be interested in? Why don't you come to Florida and check us out? You know, it's his way.
You don't even have to pitch anything to an indie guy about WWE. Just show up and say,
fair enough.
Wanna come with me to fucking NXT?
Yeah, yes. Fair enough. But Triple H, you know, over the years, you get the feeling that he's trying to, like, make things a little more professional.
Of course.
You know, he's the guy to extend the olive branch to a lot of people,
right? Yeah.
To reach out to them. So maybe that's his thing. So maybe he runs a place like the Rahway Rec Center, and maybe a couple of guys from PWS come out to check out the show, and he's like, yeah, why don't you come in the back, meet a couple of the guys, talk right. about it, ask questions, whatnot.
Well, I'm looking at this from an angle not so much from a worker, but from a fan standpoint, I feel like it's them taking over. It's selfish, McMahon.
Yes, true.
I want everything. You guys should not be having success if I'm not having success.
But, yes. Yeah, but take it a step further. But now it's like, well, why do I have to come out and see, like, you know, wrestler X, who's been wrestling in my town for the past 3 years, you know, at the show where he's going to sign with NXT and I can watch him any week I want on fucking television. You know what I'm saying?
It's a point.
But in a way, now that you took away these wrestlers that were like the stars of your promotion, now there's nobody left. Would you rather go and pay to go see nobodies? Or would you rather just watch this guy on TV for $10 a month?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like what Vince did with the territories. Vince goes into AWA. He takes Hogan. He takes Heenan. He takes Jesse. He takes all these guys. And who did he leave the AWA with? Nobody.
Nobody.
If you want to see those guys, you put on the cable channel that Vince is on. You put on USA.
Okay.
That's true.
Why would you go out and pay to see Hulk Hogan in the AWA? He's not there anymore, but he's on TV for Vince. So you watch him on Vince.
And you're going to stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather spend your $20 to go see them when they come to town, or do you want to give Vince the fucking $20, you know, in Minnesota?
I think you're reaching for a point.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to think ahead, man.
My whole point of this, of basically why I brought this up, was just effects on the indies and the better indies.
Well, look what it did to Ring of Honor. They basically took everyone out of Ring of Honor. They took Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Brody Lee. I mean, they took
and TNA did too.
TNA took some to an extent too.
Yeah.
And Ring of Honor is what it is now. They're, I guess, I don't even know if they're really profiting, but they're backed by a $1 million corporation that apparently doesn't really care how they look on television. But still, I mean, I guess they're doing okay, but they are nowhere near what they used to be. If any of you watched the Ring of Honor pay-per-view a couple weeks ago, that main event was atrocious.
They were a huge alternative when everybody disappeared at once.
Yeah, they were. And
when
then
WCW
Samoa
disappeared,
Joe,
yeah.
Daniel Bryan, CM
so your
Punk,
alternative,
a lot of those guys are back.
And your alternatives to WWE at the time were to put on TNA, which you had to rent for $10 a week on pay-per-view, or if you were able to get tapes of Ring of Honor and check out all these new stars that were coming in.
Yeah.
And the new stars that happened to come in were fucking off the charts amazing.
Yes, they were.
The thing, it's
consistently for years.
And a lot of smart fans, listen, NXT is a better product than what WWE puts out.
NXT.
So NXT can draw, and that can hurt. And I think because NXT is a better product, better talent, better storylines, and it's indie darlings for a lot of it.
What I'm afraid of, I'm sorry to interrupt you,
no,
before
fine.
I lose this thought. What I'm afraid of is, you know how WWE can put a lock or a hold on a building, I believe?
Right.
What if they start doing that with NXT under the WWE umbrella?
It's very possible.
That could be painful.
You know, like, oh, we want the Rahway Rec Center this date, this date, this date. We're backed by WWE. We'll pay this much, but the agreement is no one else can run here.
It's a scary thought that possibly could happen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that can happen.
Like, I don't know if they would do it for a rec center per se, because, like,
I know that rec center holds a lot of people.
Like, say, like, South Mountain Arena.
Yes.
That would be, that's a big space. Yeah. But if WWE wanted to run NXT there, well, I mean, there's not a product there running now, but that's like, do you think that's the size that they would, or would they go smaller?
They'd go smaller to start, I think.
Yeah, I think with NXT, I think they would look for venues that probably hold no more than 1,000 people.
Okay, because their house shows probably wouldn't even fill South Mountain Arena.
But is it going to be, is this just like an economic gamble? I mean, like, are they going to make enough money to cover the cost of this thing?
It all depends.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to fucking take a promotion on the road. I mean, when TNA couldn't fucking hack it, and they have significantly bigger names at this stage than NXT does.
No one cares about anyone that's like you could. Kurt Angle's in TNA. Hogan was in TNA. Sting, Flair. No one wants to see those guys in TNA because the TNA product is shit. They want to see those guys on a main stage, on a main platform. Yeah. You put guys like Kevin Owens and these guys in NXT, people are starting to see NXT as a main platform.
And NXT has become its own brand now. It really has. And
the better brand.
Yeah, we've said that on the show before, how NXT is no longer, to the casual fan, to the WWE Network subscriber, it's not a developmental territory. It's its own entity.
Yeah, but the problem is even a lot of the people that get the network don't watch NXT. And a lot of people that follow the main roster, you know, the regular Raw and SmackDown watchers, a lot of them probably don't care about NXT either. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I just think that it has enough of a following to fill a small arena.
What is the network up to? Like, legit, do they have 800,000 subscribers?
They have a million. They probably have a million.
All right. Assume they have a million. There's what, 3.5, 4.0 million that watch Raw every week? So that's a quarter or even less of that audience that watches Raw that has the network. If you're assuming that the entire network is a subset of that audience, which it may not be. There may be people that get the network just to watch the old shit.
But now you said, which is a very valid point in terms of the comparison between the NXT watchers and WWE watchers, but now you take that on the road. How many people go out to watch any shitty independent wrestling?
It'll work.
It'll like, work. If you advertise wrestling coming to this arena,
if you advertise it as WWE presents,
if you
NXT,
advertise it as freaking Mickey Mouse on ice wrestling,
it's gonna
people
say
are still gonna
it's
go
gonna
to
be NXT,
a wrestling,
and they're gonna throw in Adam Rose, Tyson.
They
Kidd,
just had Ryback and Big Cesaro. Show on a freaking NXT card,
which was a bad decision.
Right. It was really like Batista decision. Big Show on ECW.
Yeah, no
oh
one
Oh my god,
no
you
one
remember
cares.
That ending?
Yeah. No one can change the channel. It was awesome. And
seriously, Vince from the bottom of my heart, go fuck yourselves. Greatest thing Big Show ever said on mic.
Yes.
That was great.
And then he went in the back and cried.
He was bending frying pans.
That was Mark Henry. Was it Big Show?
It was one of them. They all got meat mitts.
They all bend frying pans and push cars and pull cars. That's always the thing.
Drive them off of roofs of buildings.
That's always the thing. Yeah, always the thing. Yeah, I think it's Triple H. He wants to just take all the good guys out of the territories or the independents, drop them in NXT, and travel the world.
Lucha.
He wants to be what Vince was.
With bigger pectoralises and at least one strong quad.
I'm gonna
stupid
walk
Vince
to...
blows out both quads getting in the ring.
That was hysterical.
And then he duck walks and plops in the corner because he can't stand.
Greatest thing to ever happen.
He's like, finish the match.
Finish the match.
Get out of the ring. I'm staying right here.
So that's what's going to happen.
All right, it was just a point.
It's a good point.
Do we have any more last points that we want to make before we pull this thing into the fucking
Seth
abyss?
Rollins has won 5 matches this year so far and has lost 40.
Yay!
Is that a fact?
Yes, that is a fact.
Money in the bank.
There so, it is.
Money to job.
That. I don't know. We shit on the WrestleMania card because it's just
the WrestleMania
shit thrown at the wall except for a couple matches.
You know what we have to do that
we
you're
talk
back?
About?
We have to see if you can get in touch with Andre.
Why?
Andre's got to answer questions that people sent 2
the
months
mailbag.
Ago.
The
Andre.
I don't have any because Matt's not here.
Oh, okay. Well, Andre's not
Matt's
here.
Matt's getting
either,
a second round of penicillin. He caught the syphilis over the weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Other points. SummerSlam coming to Barclays.
Boo.
Boo.
Which sucks because it should have been at the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
It should have been at fucking at the Red Bull Stadium.
I'm not going to fucking
that would have
Barclays.
Been a great fucking venue for wrestling.
Dude, nothing beats, and we talked about this with La Greca, nothing beats wrestling at the Meadowlands, that parking lot, tailgating,
yep.
having a great time. Yes. Remember that time when you and me went to a show?
We got bombed.
We got hammered. It was like you, me, Donnie, and Pat Matulo, I think, or something.
Joe.
Jesus,
Joe
what
Matulo.
A crew.
And me and Eddie, we bought like all the Hulk Hogan merchandise they had and reenacted a Hulk Hogan match. It was Hulk Hogan versus Hulk Hogan.
Yes, so we all did the Hogan spot.
Stupid.
We were fucking
toasted.
We were pretty, and we got an audience though. We did
the big boot. We did the leg drop on that floor,
on that terrible freaking syphilis infested floor.
Gross floor. Yeah. That was fun. That was the last fun show I went to that was WWE related.
Yeah.
That was the last one.
I think it was.
It was the last one I had a good time at.
Me and Matt had a decent time at the house show.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it used to be.
No.
Rey Mysterio popping up at House of Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
House of Hardcore had a great show. Mysterio's there.
JP had an awful cheesesteak.
Hey, did you guys talk about the Chris Dickinson situation?
We did. Me and Matt did. But I feel free to weigh in on it.
What was Matt's take on it?
Matt was more okay with it than I was.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't totally against it.
I kind of like Eddie's point at the in the aftermath of everything.
Yeah, my point was this. Okay, first of all, I don't know the context
of the fair enough
of why he did it. Were they feuding? Was it a payoff? Was she screwing him ahead of wins, or was it just to pop the crowd by doing something completely violent to a girl? Whatever it was done. It had an effect, and it looked fucking brutal as hell.
Yes.
Okay.
It looked scary.
It looked very scary, and
I think
was
that's
scary.
What people
looked,
were up in arms
it
about.
It was reckless and pointless.
That's the problem. The reckless part. That's the problem that I had with it.
It just looked dangerous. It wasn't protected. It was reckless and pointless. Whatever. It happened. Okay. You get publicity out of it. It happened. What happens next?
That was a match. I think she was actually wrestling Dickinson.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, because he pinned her. Yeah.
It was just silly. But what happens next? Ruins everything. Like a couple days later, she posts a video on YouTube.
I didn't watch that.
Hey,
Kimberly.
This is Kimberly. Everyone's in an uproar about what happened. But
why does she sound like China?
I just want everyone to know.
I don't know.
I want everyone
is.
To know that I'm fine. I'm okay. Like, not selling it. Not pretending like holy shit. That was devastating. Well,
that's a whole different issue. Then that's just
that's
protecting
my,
the business.
That's my big issue. If you're gonna expose the business by chair-shotting a girl unprotected in the face and the head and release power-bombing her over your head almost into the fucking pole.
No, she hit the bell, dude.
The bell
was in the corner.
It's funny
if it
rang.
Hit the bell.
Still.
Ding, boo.
For the love of God, if you're going to go that far for your quote-unquote love of the business, fucking sell the shit and protect the goddamn business.
Yeah. Don't give an interview.
No, just stay quiet.
I don't put that on Dickinson, though, obviously.
No, I don't put that on him.
And Dickinson did have a reply. Where he was trying to get the point across where, like, he's going to do anything that he needs to win. He doesn't care if it's a man or a woman. Like, it's his ring. But he said the same thing over and over for, like, 3 minutes where he could have just done it in 30 seconds. I think he really
I didn't watch anything that people put out after.
So he tried to put it where he was just like, you know, this is my job and I'm out to beat people up and blah, blah, blah.
Plus, do we know if he was told to do that?
Pretty
you know,
sure.
People...
or they. Regardless, it was not something that he did...
Well, I know he was supposed to go on Turnbuckle Throwbacks last week, and he opted not to at the last minute. And Dave explained it where, like, because, you know, Dave is buddy with Chris and you know, Mangway and all those guys. And he was just like, no, he wants to get his head clear because it's been a shitstorm around what happened. He just wants to make sure, you know, like, maybe he says the wrong thing. He wants to make sure he says the right thing.
And
right.
I made this point with Matt last week that the only thing is that you can't erase an image of a man beating the shit out of a woman, wrestling or not. You just can't. That's something that you just can't unsee.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, it's something that's just not acceptable in any walk of anything. But because it's wrestling, it's okay. But you just still can't erase that image of a dude completely beating the fuck out of this woman. It just doesn't register well.
No.
So that was my only issue with it. Again, I was okay with it.
Well, it's like Dave said, too. He's like, I don't think Chris woke up that morning and said, you know what? I'm going to really fuck this girl up today.
Right.
Like, that's not the mind. But
he might have.
Well.
Actually, no, Chris.
You know, it happened. It is what it is. I've seen shit like that happen before in wrestling. Usually there's a better context behind it. Like Lori Fullington getting pile driven through tables and
the whole Sandman
shit like that.
Well, I mean, even watching Mae Young get put through a table.
But there is reason, and it's protected though. Like this just looked like roar.
This looked like
I'm
it was just
toss
fucking
you.
Completely
I'm
reckless.
Smash you in the head with a chair. It happened. It's all on the girl. The one thing that pissed me off was her posting that video. Sell the shit. If you're going to expose
the business. So you're more upset about how it affects
the wrestling business as opposed to what actually went on in the ring.
What happened in the ring also affects the wrestling business by kind of exposing it in a way as well. Just by like, okay, first of all, there's no way in hell that this girl is going to ever beat this guy in a match. They shouldn't even be wrestling.
So the interspecies.
That's the other thing too, man.
I'm not a fan of that either, to be honest.
Not a fan. I can get it if they're more evenly matched. But this was like Bam Bam versus fucking Spike. At least
with
you
the vagina.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to compare it, like, size-wise, honestly.
Yeah,
no,
but my problem...
I mean, Kimberly's no slouch, but Dickinson's a fucking monster.
Yeah, my problem is at least sell it.
Okay.
If you're
going to
get...
At least,
I agree with Eddie.
But it was like a week. She did wait a week.
Still be dead. You got to be dead, especially after that. It was only a couple days, really.
Yeah, you might have to neck brace that shit, you know?
Or tape up your head or have a concussion. If you're going to go through that and then get such a horrible backlash... At least fucking sell it and make it worth it.
She may have wanted to do that just to take some of the heat off of Chris, though.
I'm fine. But...
I mean, no. I understand
why you're upset.
Didn't he do it to get heat?
Yeah, but I don't think he wanted that kind of nuclear heat, dude. That heat was fucking
hard. I don't think he's complaining about it.
How do you think... He must have known that he was going to get that kind of heat.
I think that he's... Did he...
I don't know, man. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you don't really recognize the heat until you're in the middle of it, and then at that point it may be too late.
Now, you said he did not go on the throwbacks. We also actually reached out to him, too. But did he release anything like Kimberly did? Did he release
just
the video?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he? What was
he was just basically like, this is my ring, and this is my world, and this is what I do. I don't take this lightly or, you know, something
so
like that.
So she should have sold it.
So he put out a video that was good.
A work,
and that was fine. And she was the one that came out and
I'm
basically
fine.
Exposed
I'm okay.
The beating that.
Yeah.
See, that's on
she
her.
Was, she just basically said she was medically cleared. She didn't. She
but
didn't,
she said, I'm fine. I'm totally okay. She said. She wasn't hurt. She was fine. She was okay.
She kind of put
she
in that she
for,
saw a doctor, but I your point is completely taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It is what it is.
They got some heat, man.
It did.
They got some heat. Whether you agree with it or not, it got some fucking white hot heat.
All right, cool. Anything else happening?
We could do plugs. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are available Wednesday nights on Geek Life Radio. And we are also available at ShiningWizards.com, on the Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom. Go check us out. Check out the folks on the Shining Wizards Network. We got 10 great shows, including...
The Return of the Fallen Angels.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they'll be coming back... They're putting out a special episode for St. Patrick's Day. It's been like almost 2 years.
Wait. What?
Yeah. We don't stutter. Wall of Fame, Fallen Angels, they will be making the return.
We never really fired them, so I guess they kind of figured.
They weren't on that list?
They're on hiatus.
Hiatus.
Oh, you mean this list?
And they weren't on the you're fired list?
I don't have it queued up.
Oh,
you're fired.
Shitballs. Let me see.
Good. I'd like to hear
Do we welcome Dave LaGreca to the studio today?
Yeah, Matt's going to be upset. I guarantee you the first text I'm going to get from Matt is, who was responsible for the board? Who put the board up?
Let me fire through. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, at Smash Wrestling on Twitter. Wildcat Sports, wildcatsports.com, sports with a K, at Wildcat Sports. PWRS, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, prowrestlingsyndicate.com, at ProReWRE Syndicate. House of Glory, houseofgloryonline.com, at HOG Wrestling. No, not Phineas Godwin, Henry O. Godwin Wrestling. Is there anything else that we need to plug?
Special shout out to they don't need a plug because they're on national television, but Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. Awesome to be working with you guys. They sent us all t-shirts, which Matt has, so we don't have them with us.
That prick.
But when we do, we will have a picture with all of us wearing the shirts Wednesdays. It's on right now, just about to get finished up on the El Rey Network, Lucha Underground. Thank you guys. You guys are, as they say in Spanish, muy bueno.
And I just want to bring up two things. Number one, go on YouTube and check out Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels' rare match from Japan. Trust me on this, people.
I will.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. And Phil Rea, you do a plug on your show. I don't know if it's Ferrant E Radio. I forget what it is. But you fumble and stutter. And it's a recorded promo that you play every fucking week, Phil.
Really? We're shitting on Phil?
And I'm
the
just saying.
Claws are out.
Brother. It's,
bro.
It's a promo that's recorded and played all the time. At least re-record it so you're not fumbling and stuttering because you're a very good speaker. But, dude, that's a commercial spot. That's important. Fix it. Fucking fix it. You know, it bothers me every time.
This week's edition of Eddie's Tutorial has been brought to you by
Chris
Payne.
Me.
And the Fallen Angels and Flash Funk.
I love the show. I love the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I'm getting texts tomorrow.
I listen to every episode. I look forward to every week. But that just, whenever that one ad plays, it just fucking irks me.
When Eddie comes back to the show, he makes a point to get what he has to say out there.
Angry
He pulls Eddie. No punches.
That's it. Everything else is fine.
Who does
I like
Dave,
that.
Dave Destruction's got Simon Diamond next week, but who's the
No, this week. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Simon Diamond.
Oh, or is it Matt McIntosh?
No, he's got Matt McIntosh this week. Next week is Simon Diamond.
Oh, okay. Really?
He's like TNA.
I think
he tapes like six shows in a day.
I think the Turnbuckle Throwbacks are doing another WrestleMania this week for the month of WrestleMania as their throwback.
Awesome.
Nice.
I don't know what Midnight Jury's doing this week. I sort of forgot.
Hey, they had Tommy Dreamer, man.
They had their second anniversary show thing, and they're starting their third year.
They reviewed Rocky and interviewed Tommy Dreamer, and it was a great interview.
And Tommy Dreamer doesn't come freaking... We couldn't get Tommy
Dreamer.
That's
what I told him. When I talked to Mike last week, I was like, great job getting him, man. Yeah. That was awesome.
The Philly connection.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, you want to have a cheesesteak? I know where to get cheesesteaks. I'm Mike Norenganger.
Okay, let's go get cheesesteak.
Was that Adam?
No,
let's just go get cheesesteak.
No, if you want to do Adam, you got to do this. I was going to...
You have to have six cigarettes in your hand.
I was going to... get a cheesesteak.
It almost sounds like your interview with Dave LaGreca.
Fuck you, man. That was awesome.
All that silence. You could drive a train through it.
Listen, Dave was commandeering the show.
Yeah, he took over.
Yeah, he took over. So when fucking...
Never let a fucking guest take over, you fools.
He's a professional
broadcaster, dude.
You step on his words, you fools.
So if you're in the ring with The Undertaker, you're going to call the spots?
It's your house, your show. If The Undertaker is wrestling in your basement, you call the spots.
In your basement?
In your basement, where The Undertaker returns to take on Tony.
Do you have a closing number, by the way? Because I'm not ready, really.
Yeah, nine. Good night.
For real? We're closing to dead air?
No, we're not.
No, I just said my closing number is nine.
Oh, I thought you were saying that in German, like no.
No, the number nine.
I thought you meant no.
Fine.
I could play something here.
Not again. I'll find something. Talk amongst yourselves.
What can I play? What can I play?
Figure it out.
I don't know. So, Kevin, how are you?
That's terrible.
Hey, let's play Dave LaGreca and make that.
I got a song.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Leave your questions for Thursday Night Destruction tomorrow, where he will have Matt McIntosh, the Bad Apple.
Nah, it's already in the bank.
All right.
It's already done.
Just saying.
What the fuck are you playing?
This is our goodbye song. This is our last episode.
What?
Because I got fun.
Jesus!
I'm going home.
Just listen to the words.
I hear them.
Because I got fun.
What are you afraid?
I'm going home. I got fun.
Okay, Fuggit.
He got fired.
I heard him.
Oh, that's a fine.
Yeah, I really got fired.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Of course it is. I'm back. All right, want to pick a real song?
In your face? You have that one still?
I got it.
In your face.
I got it.
I'm just busting.
All right. Once this ad goes away, 14 seconds.
That's the worst. Isn't that the worst now? Everything you try to watch has a freaking ad in front of it.
And no one cares.
No one.
This doesn't want me to buy fucking Red Bull. It makes me want to throw it at the fucking screen.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. In honor of DJ Len.
Oh, no.
Chill.
Oh, no.
Buckle.
No, come on, for real? Rap, oh, really? This is what we're doing?
Nigga,
no, turn this off.
Oh, you killed the mom.
Nigga, 100% nigga. Nigga, nigga.
Nigga, stop, we decided not to do this anymore. You couldn't play like Steal My Sunshine by Actual Len? Stop it. Shining Wizards Kevin out. No part of this.
Oh, good night, everybody. Good night, Louie. For you, brother.